So Kai has run out of the classroom at this point. This is peak in his escalation cycle, and this is a dangerous behavior because we don't have control over what happens to Kai outside this room. He could leave the building. So it's very important that Mr. Santini addresses the situation immediately. What Mr. Santini does is goes to the phone, picks it up, calls the front office, specifies who has left the classroom and in what direction he headed. Clearly, Mr. Santini already knew what to do in a situation like this, or he wouldn't have been able to react so fluently. And it's really important for you you should assume that at some point a student may elope from your classroom, run out, or engage in dangerous behavior inside your classroom. And you've got to have that safety or crisis plan. That plan should be determined through conversation with your administrators. There are often school policies that dictate whether you step out into the hallway so you can supervise the student who ran, as well as your classroom, whether you stay in the room with your class and someone else goes after the child, or how the class needs to leave the room if the behavior problem happens inside the classroom. So again, it's really important for you to know in advance how to deal with dangerous behavior and determine that plan in conjunction with school-wide policies. Not only is it important for you to know it and be ready to enact your role in that plan, but often the students in your room have a role in a crisis plan and they need to be aware of the plan and have practiced enacting it as well.